Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents In Search of Sir Thomas Browne, the Life and Afterlife of the 17th Century's Most Inquiring Mind, by Hugh Aldersey Williams. Read by Simon Vance. Prologue. What was he thinking? What was he thinking that morning in 1662, as he set out from the Spring Assizes at Bury St. Edmunds towards his home in the city of Norwich? It was a full day's ride in fair conditions, and all the more arduous in this season when the road was liable to be churned to mud or sheathed in ice. He would have many hours to reflect, if he chose, on what he had said and its consequences. A few days before, his words had done nothing to prevent two women from being sent to their deaths. He had been present at a trial of two witches. Six girls and an infant boy, all of Lowestoft in Suffolk, were said to have been bewitched. The girls were a mute presence in the court, perhaps intimidated by the formality of the proceedings, or too scarred by their experience to speak up. Parents gave zealous testimony on their behalf. Each of the children had suffered fits and bouts of lameness, and was said to have vomited up pins and nails. They had accused two widows, Amy Denny and Rose Cullender, of afflicting them. Amy Denny was the main culprit. She was a quarrelsome old woman, well known to the townspeople of Lowestoft, occasionally used by some of the parents for childcare, but had been put in the stocks the previous year by one of them for some unrecorded misdemeanour. Rose Cullender seems to have had less direct association with the children, and may simply have been fingered as another awkward old crone who would add weight to claims of witchcraft. The accused women were present.